Good evening, and thank you for taking time this Sabbath evening to join with us again. We're glad that you've set this time aside, and we trust that the Lord will use the word to speak to your heart. This evening we want to speak to both Christians and to unsaved as well. We want to bring a message, hopefully, that will apply to all of us. But first of all, we do want to give everyone a welcome, and we do thank those especially from Accolade Free Presbyterian Church that are listening in. We trust that the Lord will continue to meet our needs as a congregation, that he will encourage you and your family and meet all of your particular needs. Just one or two things to say regarding the work. Please do remember the prayer meeting on Wednesday night. We will be in our church building for our prayer meeting. We had a very good prayer meeting last Wednesday evening, but we would love you to come along if you can. It will encourage me and strengthen our prayer group. We'll be there from 8 o'clock to 9 or so, and I will bring a short word at the start, and then we will give the rest of the time to prayer. Then, as we're still just phasing back in, really, to church life, next Sunday morning, we will be in the church building for our morning worship meeting. We encourage you to come along. And then in the evening time, we will be just on Facebook and sermon audio. I'm not sure how long we will do this, but certainly next Sunday anyway, we will be doing Facebook and sermon audio in the evening time. So we do thank you again for tuning in tonight, and we trust that the Lord will meet your need this evening as we turn to his word together. We want to look this evening at Hebrews chapter 10. I'd like you to turn to that passage with me, please. I want to say that anyone else from anywhere else that is listening, we do trust that the Lord will use the word to meet your need as well. Lots of needs, but the Lord is able, and he's able to do far exceeding abundantly above anything we can ask or think. We can bring all our care to him and cast it all upon him. It's good to have the Bible to turn to uplift us, strengthen us, and to point us as Christians in the right direction. And if we're not saved, to show us the Saviour, the Lamb of God dying for our sin. We're in Hebrews chapter 10 and reading in verse 31. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But call to remembrance the former days, in which after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst ye were made a gazing stock both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye became companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion of me and my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Just going to bow together now in a word of prayer as we look to the Lord, seeking him for his help. We trust that the system here is working okay, and everyone is able to hear me clearly what I'm saying tonight. I am aware, I have been made aware, there is a little noise sometimes when we're broadcasting. We do want to apologise for that. We're doing the best we can, and we trust that it will be okay for you. But we're going to look to the Lord in prayer, please. Lord, we do thank thee again for thy love and goodness. Thank you, Lord, for thy giving and guarding hand. We do thank you for the Saviour who left heaven's glory to come and die for us. Father, we thank thee for singling us out when we were running from thee. Thank you, Lord, for God's grace that saved us. Father, we're glad tonight that we're in Christ. We thank you for our brethren and sisters in the Lord. Thank you for a place to worship. And Lord, while we're not there this evening, we thank thee that we're able even still to use this means. We know that it's a poor substitute for fellowship, but Lord, we're glad of it at this time. And we pray that the Lord might be pleased now to close us in with himself. We remember those who are unwell. The Lord would draw near to them, give comfort to them. Those who are sorrowing, that you would lift them up at this time. And Father, we pray in these days, and indeed this night, that thy word might have free course and be glorified. We pray that you'd give each one of us who know thee that deeper and richer walk with God. Deepen, Lord, the work of grace in our lives. Help us, Lord, to continually look to thee. For those that are not saved, we pray that hearts would be open, understandings would be enlightened. And that men this night and women may seek the Lord while he is to be found. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. It is to those words at the beginning of verse 31 that I want to draw your attention, where it says they're called to remembrance the former days. While it is not a good or a positive or a healthy thing for us to continually remember what we were in our sin, it is good to remember our standing before the Lord. And if we're saved tonight, we can look back on a day of deliverance, and we do trust that as the Lord uses his word tonight, that we might be encouraged to go on with the Lord. But if you're not a Christian tonight, we ask that even this evening you might listen well, and that the Lord might be pleased to use his word to speak to your heart. As I said, the words of my text are found there in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32, says, call to remembrance the former days. I've given a title to the message this evening, looking back, up and forward. Looking back, up and forward. We have been through, or still in, a global pandemic, which unfortunately has taken a great toll, not only upon the economy and upon the health of many individuals, but also upon the spiritual standing, or spiritual vibrancy, I should say, of quite a number of Christians. And many at this present time are downcast. Others, we fear, have grown careless. And we know those who, in different parts of the country, were very, very much associated with the work of God and even involved in it. And there has been a great reluctance to throw their weight behind the work again. And I feel that it's important for us all to look back, to look forward, to look back, to look up, and then to look forward. And as we do that tonight, I want to mention to you, highlight certain things. As we look back, I want you to consider what the Lord can do. And as we consider what the Lord can do, that's the looking up, I want you to look forward. And I want to say, first of all, that as we look back, we're calling to remembrance of former days here. We can say that there was the delight of our first love. The first love, as you find it in the scriptures, refers to our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And whatever age you were saved at, I'm sure you can remember that time when everything changed. And while you may have struggled with some things, you knew that your desires were different. Your ambition was now more and more to please the Lord and to live for him, to live for the betterment of a fellow man and to see others one to the Saviour as well. And in that delight of our first love, I can well remember myself, there was so much we felt that we wanted to do just to please the Lord. And I remember being involved in the prayer meetings from the start, and from I was first converted, and I loved that. And when the opportunity came up to do some things in the work of God, I never pushed myself, by the way, in anywhere. I always looked to the Lord to open doors, and as we went along, the Lord did that for us. The great delight in loving the Lord. There are many Christians today, and they're still enjoying the love of their first love, still delighting in the Lord, still rejoicing in him. And I can bring you to people who were saved when, well, they were saved really when they had nothing. And some of them at this moment in time have a lot of this world's goods. They still love the Lord. They've always remembered what he has done for them. And they've remembered his great love for them and how he has prepared a place in heaven for them. And while they're thankful for what he's provided for them here on earth for their little time here, they have never lost sight of their first love. We remember the book of Revelation, we're told there about the church that had left their first love. Things that seemed to stand out and made this church look as though it was doing okay. And of course, the church is just the building. The church meets in a building. The church is the people. So that's me. And if you're a Christian, that's you as well. And the Lord said to them, he said, you have left your first love. And while they were seeming to get some pleasure in other things, they had actually, in effect, lost the delight of their first love. Remember, the apostle was writing to the church at Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 24. This is what he said to them. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. He was saying here, there may be false professors. And those may seem to give an indication that they're saved, but if you're a Christian, you want to run well. And he says in verse 25, and every man that striveth for mastery is temperate in all things. Now, they do it to obtain a corruptible crown. He's referring here to the athletic world and how the athlete would have to train the very best they could. And if they wanted to win, they would need to try to push themselves to that point where they would be that little bit faster or better than the others competing in the race. He says, they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. The lesson is very clear and on the surface. We want to be at our best for the Lord. And Christian, that is where we want to be. Let's remember all that he has done for us. It says, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. Possible to be one who is seeming to make a great effort in running, but you're not getting very far. And really, he's talking here to a young church, and he's saying to them, you don't want to be just beating the air, making a lot of noise, maybe of a lot of opinions, or things that, well, maybe even things that you think would be the right way to go, but that's just making noise. What about actually doing something and going on with the Lord? And that really spoke to my heart. Out of this past year, we've spent approximately 6 months not in church. Never want to go through that again. And as we look now to the future, let's take a moment, brothers and sisters, and look back. And as we do that, let's remember the delight of our first love. And let's look up to him who's able to help us to continue to love him. And let's look forward to the future, knowing his presence and his help, and still delighting in that first love. An unsaved person, you've heard about his love, but you don't know him. You look back to days of darkness. You don't look up because you won't look up. And before you lies days of more darkness, unless you come and trust the Lord. Then you can delight in him as Christians do. As we call to remembrance the former days, there was the delight of our first love, but there was also the delight of the Lord's day. The Lord has given to his people a very special day. Day to come and to come aside and to meet with other believers. And this coming together means a great deal to Christians right across the world, wherever they meet. And there is that desire to be with them, to be with other believers around the Word of God. And we do that while we do meet midweek. The Lord's Day is a special day because not only has the Lord given it to us, he claims it for his own. And therefore, we have to give that day to him. It's his. And we want to spend it in his house and in his praise and among his people. And then the world. See, when the world watches on, they see a difference. They see me as a Christian thinking little of the Lord's day and treating it really like any other day. Then they're going to say, well, so much for his Christianity. Over in the book of Leviticus there, in chapter 11, the Lord gave in verse 3 and so on, it talks about the animal parting the hoof and chewing the cud. The Lord put a difference here in this book between the clean and the unclean animals. And the clean animal was recognized by two marks. It parted the hoof and it chewed the cud. The parting of the hoof speaks to us of our walk, and the chewing of the cud, surely that speaks to us of digesting and meditating upon the word of God. And therefore, there's no better place for us to be than to be walking with the Lord and to be in his house, listening to his word, yes, sharing fellowship, yes, but gathered around his word, feeding upon his word to our hearts. And that will set us apart from a world that doesn't care. And I asked myself the question many times from I got saved. I've asked myself the question, and I've said, surely if the Lord provided salvation for me, I can give him one day of the week. And as we look back, we can recall so many times of the Lord's blessing. It did not matter if it was in great big gatherings or tiny little gatherings, or maybe just out serving the Lord with one other person. There was great delight in the Lord's day. We need to ask ourselves the question, is that delight still there today? Do we still love the Lord's day? Love to get along, feed on his word, greet his people, and worship him together? Is there still that clear line of demarcation between us and the world? Are we those that walk with the Lord and meditate upon his word and seek to live in obedience to his word? And as we look forward, if that is the case, Christian, who knows what the Lord can do? We need a great revival. We need the Lord to come in power. The Lord is able to do it for his people. Let's continue to walk with him and to follow hard after him. And maybe unsaved person, you're listening today, while you respect the Lord's day, in your own life, you've never said, well, it's the Lord's day and I'm going to give it to him because you're not the Lord's. And you have enough interest to come to meetings sometimes, but you've never come to the one that we worship on a Sunday. I wonder, would you not come today? You look back and days are wasted. Again, you can't really look up because you won't look up, holding on to your sin. But if you will turn to him today, then you can be one of those who will rejoice in the Lord's day. What a blessed thing it is that we have the Lord's Sabbath to rejoice in. It's a good indicator of where we are with the Lord spiritually ourselves. If we delight in our first love continually, that is the Lord. If we delight in the day that he's provided for us. If we delight in the Lord's people. Whenever Paul was writing there to the Philippian church, he was writing to people who were very different as far as their personality was concerned. And that is the same in every single church. And there was, I might add, in this church at Philippi, great unity and enthusiasm in the things of God, and the people were doing well. But there were people there with different personalities, and Paul addresses the issue in chapter 4. He says, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. He loves him in the Lord. And then he says, I beseech Eudeus and beseech Syntyche, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. We're never going to be the same, and we're not asked to be the same, but we're asked to be of the same mind in the Lord. And we work in unity together for the Lord's sake. And scattered here and there across the land, there are, and again, I'm not being judgmental, it's a statement of fact, Christians are grown very bitter. And very bitter against God's people. And they are losing out with the Lord, that's for sure. And they, it seems, and this has always happened down through the generation, it seems that they cannot be of the same mind in the Lord. and cannot get over the situation, whether it is personalities or prominence, or even saying rejoice in the same context. Really. A saying here, I wish these two women could be of the same mind in the Lord. I asked myself many, many times, as I must do as a minister of the gospel, is there anything in my heart that would be detrimental to me having a civil relationship, civil friendship with that person? I'm unable to greet them or say hello to them. There may be some, and they're struggling. Well, let's look at our hearts today and ask, are we delighting in our first love? Are we delighting in the Lord's day? Are we delighting in the Lord's people? I can honestly say, love being among God's people. I think in our own congregation, we've proved that over the year, to be together, and when things are normal, those of you in the congregation know how much it means just to be able to spend some time in the Lord's Day evening, in particular, fellowshipping with God's people. With all of our quirks and our frailties and our imperfections, there's still no people like the people of God. And as we look back, we call to remembrance great days, and we're looking up to the Lord. We're looking up to him that he will continue to give great days. And then we're looking forward to even better days. I wonder, would you join me, Christian, in praying to that end? As we call to remembrance the former days, we're looking back, thanking the Lord. We're looking up, asking him. Then we're looking forward. Again, unsaved person, you've been to the meetings. You've never come to him. You look back on days when you heard of your need of Christ. You haven't trusted him. I wonder, would you not come tonight? Make your calling and election sure. Seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. There was a delight of her first love, the delight in the Lord's day, the delight in the Lord's people, but there's a delight in God's work. I mentioned to you earlier that when we were first saved, we loved doing what we could for the Lord. You know, Christians would be far more content and more at peace with themselves. It's great to be a man or a woman who is at peace with themselves. We'd be far more at peace with ourselves if we realize that God does not expect you to be great. He does ask all of us to be obedient and to be faithful. And therefore, we ought to delight ourselves in whatever God gives us to do. God will not place every man in the position of being a deacon or being a minister or being an elder. He will not place every lady in the position of being a Sabbath school teacher. But he will give us all something to do. And it may be cleaning the church. It may be opening up the church. It may be serving him in a midweek children's meeting in some little way. If we take our job that we've got, ask from the Lord, and do it as unto the Lord, then we will be delighting in his work. And folks, there's nothing better that we can do than delight ourselves in serving the Lord the very best that we can. There will also be delight in his word. Delight in his word. Person who is saved will love the word of God. And folks, we often need to remind ourselves, and I do need to remind myself to about the blessing of just reading the word of God. I want to read you what it says in the book of Revelation in chapter 1. Blessed is he that readeth and that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein. Seven times in the book of Revelation, the Lord pronounces a blessing upon his people. Now, when you look at those blessings, and we are a blessed people, we ought not to forget that as we look forward together. But four of those seven blessings refer to a life of obedience in the book of Revelation. The other three blessings refer to our death, resurrection, and participation in the marriage supper of the Lamb. So no matter what way you look at it, Christians blessed. You and I are blessed, but we're greatly blessed through reading the Word of God. It says, blessed is he that readeth and heareth the words of this prophecy. When we read the Word of God, it feeds our soul. It strengthens our resolve. It points out wee things to us. It keeps us right. And we come along and we hear the Word of God preached. When we accept this message and apply it to our heart, it helps us to go on with the Lord. Pray for the preachers as they're seeking the Lord for a word, something in season for the people. And we're looking right now at loving the Word of God. Again, I have to ask myself the question. Do I love the Word of God? Did I open its pages during the pandemic as much as I should have? Am I looking forward to hearing it preached again? And only the individual can really answer these questions. You can see the importance of the times. Call to remembrance the former time. Remember when you loved the Word. And it wasn't a problem to go to an extra meeting or two during the week. Call to remembrance the former day. Well, remember when I was still in secular employment. It was hard and heavy work, as those of you in the congregation know. But whenever there was a mission or anything special at all on in our church, even though I may have been tired, I couldn't wait to get along. Loved to be there. Loved to be there among the people of God, and loved to be delighting in the Word. Now there's a gospel mission, and someone come along and they preached the gospel every night, and it was always about that man being a sinner and Christ being the Saviour of men, and how man needed to turn to the Lord. They used different passages, used different scriptures, and it was a gospel message each night. Loved it. Loved to get along, and still do. Still do love to come along and listen to the Word. You know, only I can answer the question to the Lord. We still delight in the Word of God. So a young girl one time used to sing a hymn. Can't remember who she was, but she sang this song, and some of the words were, dust on the Bible, dust on God's holy word. Let's resolve, men and women, that there'll be no dust on the Bible, that we will love it. We look back to days when we did love it. We're looking up now to the Lord to help us to love it, and then we look forward determined to love it and to stand upon it and stand for it. Then joy will fill our hearts. An unsaved person, you've heard it. You know it's truth. This Sunday evening, you're still out of Christ without a Savior. I repeat the invitation from the Lord. You can come. Come just as you are. Looking backward, up and forward. Not only do we delight, or did we delight in his word and in his work, and in his people, and in his day, and in our first love, but we delight in genuine holy zeal. We delighted in genuine holy zeal. Remember what we read earlier about the apostle saying he didn't want to be as one who could beat the air. It is a contradiction. If anyone, I'll use myself as an example, if I can seem to be enthusiastic in, let's say, one or more areas of the work, or maybe as I was before I become a minister, many areas of the work, and then just turn my back on that and say to you, well, I'm still of great zeal for the Lord, great love for him. Two don't go together. We can look back on days, I trust we can all look back on days when there was a holy zeal there, and only the Lord can maintain that zeal in it. It stays there as we pray together and we feed upon the Word of God and fellowship together. That's the only way. But this holy zeal is so important. You look out in the world and the world system gives 100%. 100% to what they're doing. Should you and I give any less than the Lord? I believe personally that this is a time in our own province here when, well, it's a time of considerable crisis. And speaking to many different people through the countryside, to elders and to ministers as well, it is a crisis time as far as some believers are concerned. And some who themselves perhaps never dreamt that they would lose out of, they're finding that the challenge just now to continue on with the Lord. Think of the words over there in the book of Ezekiel. It says there in verse 36, and we all want to bear this in mind. Ezekiel 36, verse 23, the heathen shall know that I am the Lord when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. They shall know that God is the Lord when they see us living out what we say, we believe, wearing the name of God like a garment. And as we look back, we're thankful for God's keeping power, for his provision, for his grace. Thank him for picking us up and bringing us on when we're ready to slip. But folks, wherever you are in your assembly, let's look up. Let's look up as we never did before. See the need all around us and look up and cry to God for mercy. Make sure as we go forward that we still delight in our first love. We still delight in the Lord's day, and this is an important one. It's been secularized more and more and more. Let us delight in his word, and let us delight in his work. Let us delight in his people. Let us delight in genuine holy zeal for the Lord. Then the world will know they've been to Jesus for the cleansing power, were washed in the blood of the Lamb. Think of over in the Psalm 126, it says that when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, they were like them that dreamed. Good days for the believers then. The verses there say, then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. That's the kind of testimony that we want to have. Trust if we can be of any encouragement to you that you'll let us know, and we will try our best. But let us all together, as we look back, do so, and we call to remembrance of former times. Let us remember with gratitude, but let us look up. And let us look forward with great expectancy. Trust the Lord will encourage you, Christian, wherever you are. As you look forward, look back, look up, and look forward. An unsaved person, this can be the greatest night of your experience. If you will come now, just as you are, to the Lord. I wonder, is there someone looking, and you would have to say with the words of the hymn, years I've spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. But we can assure you tonight that he died for sinful men. He died for all those, whoever they are, who would come and put their trust in him. May the Lord draw you to himself tonight. May we be pleased to bless these few thoughts in the hearts of all who listen. Amen. Thank you for listening.